Missed You Today with Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction Apache. Bob, it seems like the runs have finally caught up and we seem to be running cattle through pretty quickly.
Yeah, we've picked up our runs. Of course, Casey, we've kind of had two weeks of slow runs because of the weather, and we're catching up now, and everybody's had pretty much good seasonal runs compared to, you know, the last year. And market is tremendous. I mean, if you're selling cattle, period, you picked up a big part of the loss we lost there from September through November. But these grazing calves have just got higher on people going back to grass, this getting ready for grass this summer. And then people that short stock for going from now till the end of May or 1st of May on their wheat pasture. But seeing lots of calves bought and going to those two different directions.
Bob, are you hearing anything around the barns, like people concerned with the low cattle inventory?
Well, yeah, all of us that's in the auction business are very concerned about it. I mean, it's and we know we're going to go through this. I mean, it's part of the cycle. I mean, we went through it in 12, 13, and 14. Because it looks like we're going to be less total numbers. And I believe if I looked at one of those inventory reports right, Oklahoma reduced more cows than pretty much every state in the union comparative. You know, I think they showed us 88%. And I think the rest of them were all 90 to 94%, you know, compared to their normal cow herd. So we're going to see it in Oklahoma as far as their auction markets. Yes, we're going to have less cattle available.
Well, they're saying we may get some more snow right around the time that it's auction time on Monday. So is everybody just kind of waiting to see what happens?
Yeah, it's a wait to see deal. And I'll tell you how informed I am. I didn't even know I was supposed to do that till this morning.
Well, I think the meteorologists are the same way, Bob.
But Casey, this thing's got back. You know, if you've got cattle that you're going to graze into the summer, you hold calves over, or you buy calves going back to grass, this thing gives us an opportunity to have a margin against that August board again. So you know, look at your opportunities to lock in a decent margin and not be out here where if we have another one of those $60 corrections, we can still capture, you know, 80% of that move.
What other advice do you have for producers right now, Bob?
Just enjoy what you do and show up every day.
How do folks get in touch with you if they want to chat, Bob?
1-800-926-9696. Justin Kirkendall, Greg Griffith, Kelly Allsbrook, Clay Labai, David Gage, and myself. Give us all a call.